Hi everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting. I do hope that you are all well. Welcome to another Audio Mo for 2022. And this is for the 5th of June, well, at least as far as I'm concerned, because I am catching up. Sorry about that. Okay, so increasingly you will find me producing podcasts for other people. And today is no exception. I will be showing you some audio that I created for an episode of a podcast called Blind Spot. And that podcast is produced by Sight Loss Councils, which are part of Thomas Pocklington Trust, which is a VI charity for people with a vision impairment. Sight Loss Councils primarily are involved in trying to create change for vision impaired people within the areas that they serve across England at the moment, but hopefully increasingly other parts of the UK too. So this podcast was recorded as part of Volunteer Week. I put the audio together and they just ran with it and said, yeah, here it goes on our podcast. So without any further explanation, because I don't think any is needed in terms of the content, as I said, it's part of Volunteer Week for 2022. Here it is, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, my name's Paul Hopkins and I'm one of the Sight Loss Council members for Birmingham. As part of Volunteer Week, I was asked to think about what volunteering means for me. And then in the further discussion, we thought, well, why don't we get two of us to talk about that? And especially as the other person that I'm going to be speaking to was involved in the same event as I was in March this year. That event was the first in-person West Midlands VI Forum, which took place at West Bromwich Albion Football Club. I was one of the speakers for the event, and the person I'm going to be chatting with is a member of Sight Loss Council Black Country, and her name is Mina Ratu. Mina was the compere for the in-person VI Forum, and I started by asking Mina what volunteering means to her and how she got started.
So for me, Paul, in September 2020, in lockdown, I needed a new experience to build my confidence. So I approached Louise Connop, our engagement manager, who told me a bit about the role, what the volunteers actually do. And I was kind of inspired by TPT because I hadn't heard of them before. And I was a bit intrigued. I thought, I think I'd like to take part in this. And I needed something else to do. So I kind of got involved in that way. And I knew that I needed to get involved in an organisation like this to kind of become more confident using my voice. And that's exactly what I have found out of it that I am now doing. How did you get involved with TPT?
I think I was just doing something work-related with Lou. And then I think a conversation sort of started about, me being vision impaired myself and Sight Loss Council's looking for new members and that kind of thing. And so I decided to, well, at least apply. And that, again, like you said, it was during lockdown. And I think for similar reasons, I think less about confidence for me and more about wanting to give something back. Mm. And I think as time's gone on with volunteering, I've actually surpassed and surprised myself as to what's available for me to do. So with that in mind, there was this event, wasn't there? So we sort of referred to it in the introduction, the in-person event at West Bromwich Albion Football Club. We were involved in that, weren't we?
During COVID, we had a few VI forums that were delivered via Zoom. Mm. And I was actually asked to be kind of host for those. And I think what I wanted myself was to actually deliver a VI forum in person.
You know, you were sort of working with people to make sure that they got to the stage and stuff. But it wasn't just that, was it? It was talking about the order of the day, what was going to be happening.
Yeah, there was a huge role that day. And I've got to be honest, I was actually very proud of myself. Mm. But like you said, it wasn't just introducing people or managing time. It was that whole interaction from start to finish, even in between when we had breaks. You know, I'd kind of made sure I'd gone around the room and introduced myself to each and every person and spoke to as many people as I could.
What was the one big thing you got from that day, do you think, given the fact that it happened in March, those couple of months ago, what what still impacts you today?
What still impacts me, Paul, is the fact that I managed to stand in front of, it was nearly 100 people in that room, and that's a huge achievement for me. Yeah. That is something I'd never dreamed of doing.
Amazing.
So that is a huge tick. Okay, so Paul, obviously you were one of our main speakers on the day. How do you feel that the VI Forum went?
It was a really great day. All the things went together really well, and it was a good step of faith for TPT, Thomas Pocklington Trust, to give sight loss councils that platform, I think, and a network and a way to meet each other and people that weren't necessarily part of sight loss council. It feels like, to me, it was a good day for both of us, primarily because we were able to encourage others, I hope, by standing up there and doing our thing. But also, it gave us confidence as two individuals. Would you agree if I said that if we can do it, then pretty much anybody can, if you've got the determination and you can grit your teeth and get through your nerves? That you
absolutely
know.
I absolutely believe that, and I've kind of got the drive, and it's hard to describe. I have this urge to do more and more now.
What do you think the next thing is that you would like to bring, that you feel that would make the most difference to someone else?
I do feel that I'm ready to help others, so the new members that might be joining, share my experiences and the projects that I've done now throughout the 2 years. I'd be happy to help and support them, I suppose.
I would say come one, come all, because you've got lived experience that's unique to you.
We all have a story to tell.
Sight loss councils are led by blind and partially sighted members. We tackle local issues and work with businesses and service providers to improve the accessibility of their services. To find out more about sight loss councils and the work they do, visit www.sightlosscouncils.org.uk.